As serious as it gets. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's pretty serious. You know, I've talked with some of my colleagues in the division who have worked here for 30 to 40 years, some of them, and they said they had never seen anything quite like this.
Tim Phelps with the Tennessee Division of Forestry says yesterday alone in Tennessee, firefighters were battling 53 fires that had burned nearly 10,000 acres.
Not unusual for us in the fall. Well, they have quite a few fires going on. And one or two big ones, but this year is just the sheer number of fires that we're having to tackle.
Tim Feld says the fires have been manageable, but the sheer number of them has exhausted local resources and forced the call for teams out of Nevada and Florida to come in and to assist. And conditions have been so extreme that not only are falling leaves helping to spread the fires over fire lines, but also the roots from trees are helping to spread them as well.
But it's so dry that we've got a lot of dead or really dried out trees, and their roots are burning underneath the ground, creating an underground bridge to get fire on the other side. So we're dealing with some pretty complex environmental issues with just the dryness, the very low relative humidities on a near daily basis, and elevated temperatures. All of those factors kind of feed into the fire triangle and make it tough for us to fight.
Conditions all across the state are now under some type of drought designation, but the southeast section is the driest, and there and along the southern part of the Cumberland Plateau are seeing the most wildfires. And Tim Phelps says it's just not safe for anyone to be burning anything until some significant rain brings relief, and that doesn't appear to be anytime soon.
You know, it's just not safe to burn right now. Through a large majority of the state, we are not issuing debris burn permit.
Again, extremely hazardous fire conditions all across Tennessee. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.